Hey guys, Barney here. I just want to take a quick moment to talk about the program that brings the Big Top to life, Zencastr. I use Zencastr for all my recordings, and since taking over the Big Top fully, I have actually tried other systems, but I ended up sticking with Zencastr. It's so easy to use. You don't have to download anything. Just log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. It records studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with guests, along with a full suite of professional tools that let you produce and publish all from one dashboard. Being a creator has genuinely never been easier. And I love that I can send a simple link to my guests and we can record over a video call wherever they are in the world. Also, if you're like me and cannot stand the sound of your voice, Zencastr's built-in post-production process makes such a difference. It automatically removes ums and ahs, awkward pauses, reduces background noise, and makes me sound so much better. Plus, the Hobbyist and Creator Plus accounts are always free to use, and their professional accounts are free to try for 14 days, no credit card required. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use my code BIGTOP, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. Well, yes. Well, no. Well, sorta, kinda. And welcome to The Big Top. I am your host, Barney, and today I am pleased to share with you an excerpt from my appearance on the Sex Ed with Tim podcast. You may remember Tim from season one, who shared his experiences as a sex worker, whereas now I share my experience as a clown fucker and, of course, get totally derailed and have a bonkers flow of consciousness conversation. I just want to thank everyone who's written in lovely messages this week. I want to reiterate that, of course, I don't read anything out loud that you don't want shared, but just receiving them means a lot to me, and I hope you listening get to share in some of that love, because I want it to come through in all of this work I do. It's not just for me, and it would be overwhelming if it was, because sometimes even good vibes can be. It's my goal to demonstrate just how okay it is to enjoy our weird kinks and prove that you don't need to be shy about them. I think we all go through the stage of feeling completely alone and like there are these invisible communities that we're all just supposed to magically feel a part of when, you know, in reality, finding and connecting with them can be both logistically and emotionally difficult. I hope this little circus of mine can feel like a mini community where you are all welcome, and you are all accepted for the weird bozos you may or may not be. This is our little circus tent, and the freaks run the show. Yes, I'm here to give clown fetishists a voice, but I'm also here to amplify the voices of anyone who has ever felt the way that I did. By the way, please keep sending any story, notes, or burning questions you have to thebigtop.pod@gmail.com. That's thebigtop.pod@gmail.com, and I may just read them out in the next episode. If you get the chance to rate and review this podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts, please do. It is such a big help. Without further ado, today the circus remains just outside London, and I invite you to join me as we go under the Big Top. I'm going to spend the whole recording trying to recreate the tongue pop, and it's just going to be me being like...
It was really loud, that tongue pop. It was like drag race worthy.
It's because it was my teeth.
Oh, I can't even do it.
I'm gonna get it.
No, you will. Before the end of this podcast.
I don't even know. How the fuck did I... It was the loudest thing that's ever come out of my mouth, and it was a complete accident.
And I've had some very loud things come out of my mouth.
Wait.
Okay.
What?
Like...
Oh, right. I was trying to make it sexy. I was like...
Oh, no.
A loud penis? A vomit?
I mean, a penis can be like very in your face and very loud and aggressive. Like, it's very like in your face, you know? It's staring at you with that one singular
word you're looking for.
Ugly, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
All penises are.
Like, it's just...
It's not.
It's just like the worst looking... You have a giant penis behind you.
Two, actually. Two big penises. Yes, they're huge body pillows, both modeled after my body, actually.
I was so worried that they were dildos.
Why would you be worried?
I would believe it.
I mean,
are you kidding me? How you'd have to have like no lower body organs to get those in, inside of you.
I would need to be a
husk. You'd have to be gutless.
Yeah, just like skin. No skeleton, no internal organs, just like a glove.
Not just an emotional husk, but also
a physical husk, yeah. Oh. Oh my god, I am every serial
I've really
killer's
gotten
dream.
Into this whole puppet thing?
Yeah. It took a while. Because, you know,
because it's so fuckable, or
no, because like that joke of like, you know, where serial killers just want to skin you alive and like just, you know, am I reaching too much of a niche joke here, or is that very Jack the Ripper reference, or am I, yeah, I'm getting the wrong audience here then.
I've never wanted to skin someone, but I'm also not a serial killer, so I can't really.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not.
Or am I? If I actually do, I'm not even going to joke about that, because with the clown thing, if I go down that route, people will latch onto it, and I will just
I guess fucking, someone can say that you have
the, I'll get hate mail, man. I'll get canceled.
Some may say that you have the it factor. Did that land? Okay.
Whew. Yeah, that
landed.
Good job.
Amazing. Pennywise, it's, for your thoughts?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. The bar's pretty low. Like, I'm a fan of a dad joke, so.
Oh, if you're ready for a dad joke.
Really, like, sexy to me about dad jokes?
Here, let me give you one right now. Let me come
like,
into
this. It's hot.
It's hot. But let me see if this dad joke can work for you. Give me 1 second. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sex Ed with Tim podcast. I'm your host, Tim, certified sex educator, your local chaotic homosexual. And what do a clown and a porn star have in common? They both know how to juggle some balls. Yes? No? Yeah?
I like it. It was good.
No, it wasn't. That's kind of
my
pitiful.
Fetish for dad jokes is just like. No, but I like it.
Fair.
I love that I just started talking before you had a chance to introduce the podcast.
Anyways, to my chlamydiates out there listening right now. Oh yeah, Varney, my chlamydiates are my fans.
I love that.
Yeah. they're
I
all...
had a chlamydia scare recently.
Oh no, what happened?
My friend had chlamydia.
I thought it was going to be a more climactic story. Wow. No.
Well, he climaxed onto me. And okay. So I was very annoyed to find out that he had chlamydia, but I didn't, so.
Oh, good job. Oh, wow. Well, quite a somewhat literal bullet dodged. Phew. That is very fortunate.
A load bullet?
Yeah, exactly. A loaded bullet.
Mm. Yeah, but it happens. Do you know what? I also just dodged crabs because my partner got crabs, which is very shocking when you understand the dynamic between us, where he is this like vanilla person who doesn't like.
What?
Yeah, man. He got crabs.
Oh, no.
And I just thought it was hilarious. Yeah, and I never got it.
That is a miracle. You are like the Neo of the Matrix with STIs, just like.
Honestly,
bending
I'm like
backwards.
Just. I mean, they're like, people are throwing them at me, and I'm just like, nah. Yeah.
Syphilis, gonorrhea, HPV, attack. And then.
I don't like what you're doing. I don't like this. Stop throwing syphilis at me.
Quite literally throwing a syphilis at you. Syphilis? Chlamydia? Yeah.
Syphilis is quite gnarly, though.
It is. You
chlamydia
don't want
and crabs. That's like.
That's okay. I mean, it's a nuisance, but syphilis is the one that you don't want, even though it's like if you can treat it early, but, you know, try not to get it. If you think about it, syphilis is kind of a pretty name. Try not to get...
Phillips? Don't even... Wow.
Wouldn't that be a great drag name?
I've never even thought about that.
Yeah. I actually
hooked for syphilis.
I hooked up with this guy 7 years ago, and I asked him what his drag name would be if he ever did drag, and he said sis, like sister, sis Phyllis. Sis Phyllis. Yeah.
That's a bit of a mouthful.
Little. Yeah, sis Phyllis. I like my drag name better. My drag name is Ava Gina.
Yeah, Ava Gina. I remember Ava Gina.
Yeah.
I remember that about you.
I love how that's the thing that you remember about me.
Like, I don't, you know, not a lot. The decaying brain matter that, like, it's all just clanging cymbals in my head. So, like, it's good that I got something.
Same here, Varney. I've got, like, zero brain folds. Everything just slides right off. It's so smooth.
Well, I play it off because I'm like, haha, I'm a clown. But, you know, it is just, like, I'm getting stupider every day.
Me too.
Fuck.
Well, you brought up clown. I brought up a clown dad joke. How about we like do a proper introduction, because I just did my opening. Anyways, my dear Chlamydiates, we've been gabbing for quite some time without introducing my guest properly. Like, what am I? I've only done this for 4 years.
Hey, this is the chaos episode.
It is. Just like clowns and their tiny little cars and pies in your face and all right, so sorry, I'm losing my mind here.
I'm furiously typing things as I remember them, because I will forget. That's not going to be like a noise problem, is it?
No, it won't. I can always isolate that. Cool. My dearest Chlamydiates, I have with me here a fetish clown artiste, a pornographer, a performer. He's also the host of the Big Top podcast. I have with me Barney, aka the Muckle Stoder, here on the show today, calling all the way from across the pond. Barney.
Oh. Wow. That was guttural. Yeah. Nice.
That was like phlegm in there.
Ooh. Ooh, yummy.
Oh, delicious. Well,
I don't have a phlegm kink yet, but...
Yet. The day is young. We could develop that by the end of the show.
I did have somebody who wanted to cover me in snot.
Oh, fun. How was that?
I declined, but I could see myself... listen, I'm opening myself up to the possibility of everything now. Like,
quite literally opening yourself up?
Quite literally opening myself up, like gaping.
Yeah. You're cavernous.
Yeah, like a sea sponge, you know, cavernous on the inside but soft and holy.
Kind of like the TARDIS, if you think about it. Just lots of space in there.
Yeah. Kind of. Lots of like physical space, very little emotional space.
Very true. Yeah. We'll talk about that with my therapist if he ever decides to see me again. I think I may have traumatized him too much.
Oh, but that's how you know you've done a good job.
Yeah, when I put a therapist out of business.
Listen. Therapists have to have a therapist. So they're offloading that. That's someone else's problem. The trauma just goes in a cycle. They offload it, and then that therapist, it's fine.
Yeah, it's recycling. We're saving the planet by trauma dumping on each other.
Yeah, know. Maybe. Yeah, could be. Probably not, but...
Maybe. It's not... I mean, hey, it doesn't have any carbon footprint whatsoever.
Hey, also, like, healthier people make healthier choices?
It kind of. If I trauma dump?
Like recycling?
Speaking of trauma dumping, did you see what Elmo from Sesame Street did on the internet not too long ago?
No, but I saw that there's somebody who like despises him.
Really? Who hates on Elmo? A 3.5-year-old
there's
monster?
There's some right-wing nut in the US who's like, who despises him and keeps like making these Twitter posts
like vehemently, like calling him like a pedophile. It's really weird because it seems very serious.
And a 3.5-year-old monster is a pedo.
Honestly, no. Very confusing.
But anyways, what Elmo
did? That was a dream I had. Who knows?
When your dreams and your reality start to blur together, they're all just like the same plane of existence.
Dude, I think I'm getting old because I started having dreams that I don't remember if that happened or not.
Mm.
And so I have to be like, a week later, I'm like, did that fucking happen or was that a dream?
My therapist recently told me that I like am gaslighting myself into thinking that things have happened. So I'm like, that's great. That's just fun. I mean, it's kind of like a very pick your own adventure type of life. But
are you deluding yourself into thinking your life is better than it is? Or are you like tricking yourself into being like, this was terrible?
I'm deluding myself into thinking the worst of the smallest things. Like when I leave the house, I have made myself go crazy in thinking that did I leave the stove on? Oh my God, I think I did. And I'm already like an hour's drive away from the house and I'm like, fuck.
Do you know what though? By then, it's too late.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about it. Who cares? Yeah. It's a plane crash. I don't understand this thing about plane crashes specifically. Like, I understand being afraid of flying if it's like not something you're used to or like conceptually it's weird. But the idea that you're afraid of turbulence because you're afraid the plane is going to crash to me is really silly because it's like, and what are you going to do about it? Like, yeah, just
accept your fate.
I'd be in the back of the plane like, woohoo, you know, like it's at that, you know what, you'll die doing something cool. I don't know.
Because like, maybe. Guess what? Once you die in a plane crash, you no longer have to do your taxes. Bright side.
Oh, that's the most American thing you could have said. Death is free from taxes. God damn.
You no longer have to vote. You no longer have to engage in political discourse. You don't have to do anything when you're dead.
All of these things are true. You don't have to do anything when you're dead. But I always say work when you're dead because it's like life is to be enjoyed.
Mm.
Fuck that. Yeah. Do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or not.
Live life to the fullest until.
Do you ever think about how you would like to die?
Ooh, yes, I have thought about that, and I've always thought that it would be great if I could die mid orgasm.
Oh,
yeah, that way I can come and go.
Oh, I'm such an easy target. I'm such a child. I'm like. See, I want more theater to it. Like, I want full decapitation in front of like a
really?
Crowd of people.
Like via guillotine?
Absolutely. No.
Oh,
I don't want to be on the wrong side of the revolution. No, I'm talking like Final Destination 3 style. Like, I'm thinking like, or end of Final Destination 1, actually. Big sign falls down, slices the head off.
Right.
In blood Paris. Everywhere, traumatize a bunch of children, you know, like just
yeah.
for life if we're lucky, you know, just like really, really gory. I will be remembered for something cool, even if it was tragic. You know what I mean?
That is...
And I don't know. I don't even know what happened. It's like, oh.
That would be a beautiful way to die because it's so, like, histrionic and very showy.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what I'm going for is the theater. The only thing is, if I end up with a really, really mangled corpse, then we can't really donate...
Your internal organs... to science.
I don't know how good they are, but like at least to be a cadaver, you know, let some medical students make penis jokes while they cut into me.
What's a penis joke that a medical student can do? It's like, hey, look at this huge cock over here, and then makes a chicken out of your body and like a balloon animal.
If a medical student is capable of rearranging my internal organs to look like a chicken, that person needs to leave medical school immediately and go join the circus because that is incredible. Those are skills that need to be like monetized.
Hey,
surgery?
No. Circus? That's where the money's at.
Circus. Circusry. That's what you need.
You know, I love how we totally derailed and you were able to bring it back to the clown kind of like.
Totally deliberate. Of course. Of course, that's what I was trying to do.
You're driving the vehicle of my podcast now. So
I'm driving the clown car, which the means clown like, car. Where honk, we honk. End up. Dude, my horn. Okay, this is very serious. Don't laugh. Yeah. My clown horn just broke, and I'm very upset about it because it was brand new. And of course, no. I have another one. Don't worry about that. But very annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm laughing internally.
My Yelp review for this. Well, I told you not to laugh, so that's very inappropriate.
Sorry.
It was at an event, and it just stopped honking. And then some guy was like, huh, let me see if I can fix it. Took it apart and then was like, oh, I can't put it back together.
No! Okay. Oh, we should hold a funeral for it.
It was already broken. Oh. I want to see if it's fixable and or just write them a strongly worded review.
It's no longer horny.
It's no longer horny. And how will people know that I'm horny if I don't have my horn?
Yeah,
too?
That...
Also, sorry, this is like a proper bugle one that's like considerably louder than my other one. Mm. This to me is like the epitome of sexy. So I've been trying to get the right kind of horn and I found it and it is actually made for like a bike. So if this thing stopped honking and I was using it for a bike, that would be kind of dangerous.
Yeah, you might as well die. You know,
why I not? Might as well die.
Yeah.
So...
You're just
that's
asking to get hit by a car.
Yeah, I mean, like, so that's stupid.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask what exactly about that is so sexy, because clown fetishing and, like, clown porn and all that is so niche, and I want to know more about that.
Okay, here's the thing. It is and it isn't, because when I had you on my podcast, I just kind of started it, and I was... still relatively new in the scene, whatever. But I was already marveled at how many people were coming out the woodwork, like, wanting to clown around. It has been nonstop, and it is a constant of, like, really shy people being like, hey, I'm actually really into that. Can we meet up? And I'm like, yeah, totally. But you know what else? There's three people, like, in your general vicinity who are all into this. Can you please go meet each other as well? Because, like... it just no one's talking about it. And the people who are already into it, they're a smaller demographic. The people who have gotten into it or like it for some other reason or have found, you know, something they like about it is like every other fucking person that I, it's crazy. Like to me, how much it's growing. So like last year at Manchester Rubber Weekend, we did like a clown takeover. I was there in my rubber clown suit and there's a bunch of guys who wanted to clown up with me. And I was like, hey, I mean, we could all just go out on the town like this. I can do everybody's like makeup quickly and whatever. I've got, you know, tons of noses and gear and stuff. And then somebody else is like, oh shit, can I join you guys? Oh, can I join you guys? There's a few people who couldn't make it in the end. And there was still like a posse of us that like swarmed on the event and everyone was talking about it like who the fuck are these clowns, but it was just cool. It was like, yeah, I don't know, I feel like Folsom this year is going to be the year of the clown. Maybe not this year. maybe by next year.
So clowns are very much becoming commonplace then?
I don't know, I kind of think of it as like when there was a time where pup play was, you know, more of a niche thing, and then somebody just made it cool. And I think it was also the mass producing of these hoods, because that's very handy for like hiding your face. But then it became diaper fetishes. Like everybody is and crime. Everybody's into diapers. Everybody. And like even the people that you don't think are into diapers are like have probably at least tried it or are like, oh yeah, that's cool or that's fine or whatever, or like something about it. And it was funny to me at Folsom Berlin, last time I was there. All of a sudden, it's like diaper city. Everybody was in diapers and loads of people were like, wow, maybe I'll do that next year. So I don't know. I feel like these things, until somebody makes it okay, we just, the things that we think are quote unquote weird or taboo are just the things that we don't see. And so, listen, I thought I was the weirdest, strangest person in the world. I thought this was the worst part of me as a person. I thought this was like a really, really... embarrassing thing that I just needed to somehow try and get rid of. And I mean, look, that doesn't work and it doesn't happen. And you can live your life that way, or you can just be like, actually, this is fine. Because as soon as I started like being open about it, A, my biggest fear being blackmailed. Yes, I used to be an actor, which, you know, I really thought like, oh, someone's going to blackmail me.
You're just,
but that was just
famous.
Really an excuse for me to, well, no, it was just like, what if I was one day? It was like, I wouldn't want somebody to be able to just sort of ruin me. And then I was like, do you know what? Nobody could really do that if I owned it. And actually they would be the bad guy. Cause what the fuck?
Mm.
And it just doesn't matter. Like I told myself it mattered. And then as soon as I was like, do you know what? This is okay. And it took a long time. Like, I used to be so shy about this. The idea of me going out in public is like, that was crazy to me.
In full clown regalia?
Full clown. Like, that to me is like the most mortifying thing I could have thought of.
Mm.
Now I don't mind at all. Now I'm like, I talk about it openly. I'm on a real mission to normalize clowning in kink and just to show people that it's okay to accept your weird self and be your weird self, because everybody's weird in some way. And look, I spent way too much of my life thinking otherwise. And it's a waste of time. Like I'm so much happier now that I've accepted this thing about myself. And the only thing that people have ever had to say about it is, oh, cool. That's interesting. Or, oh, wow. Oh yeah. I can kind of see that. Or, oh, me too. Very few people have ever had a negative reaction. And the negative reaction, even if it is thinking it's kind of weird, then they move on. Like, nobody cares about your kink as much as you do. It's very narcissistic of me to think that there are people who want to blackmail me.
I know. What a gargantuan sized ego for you to be like, oh, what if somebody tries to expose me? I'm going to get canceled. Oh, no.
It's the same way I think I'm going to get murdered. And it's like, it's just not in the cards for me.
To get murdered?
I'm very terrified of getting murdered.
I mean, that is a very unique fear, to be terrified of getting murdered. Unique to you.
Listen, I think every woman, do you know what? Every queer person, do you know what? Everyone's afraid of getting murdered. What are you talking about?
That's what I was trying to get at.
Oh, right.
I was trying to be facetious in that like, oh, you're so unique in your fear of getting murdered.
That's embarrassing because like Brits are supposed to detect sarcasm at all times.
Yeah.
And Americans never. So
yeah, you are.
Jump out the window now.
Yeah, probably. You're doing your country a disservice. His Majesty.
Listen,
is
I'm barely from here. Barely from here. Born and raised, yes, but barely from here.
Culturally, you're somewhere else.
Culturally, yeah. Because I grew up with like weird mixed like households of like cultural nonsense. And like nobody lives here except me. And like my whole family, like it's just
I love
I don't
that.
Know why I'm still here.
I hate it here.
And also like we left the EU, which is like so I mean not really, still part of the EU, but like we left the EU, so like what the hell?
Yeah,
what's the point?
There's the point
nothing oh stupid nationalism, which is like,
of course,
which essentially boils down to this country like clinging on to the remnants of this pretend empire, which just doesn't exist anymore.
They're still holding on to what they think is their identity. Please do not let me leave my colonialism mindset.
Right. That is the identity. That and the giant money laundering scam that is the City of London and, and its subsidiaries in Guernsey and Jersey.
The entire city is just one huge pyramid scheme.
Kind of. Although I think they would call it a reverse funnel system.
Reverse funnel system.
An upside down.
Yeah. Just a fancier way to say pyramid, which is so typically Brit. You're trying to reclaim something that wasn't yours.
Who, this? Oh, yes, for the Queen. We'll take one of those.
Did you watch that Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse? It's like, here's some traffic, here's some more traffic, and here's a museum where all the British stole from us.
Yep.
It was great.
The Queen must have another jewel in her crown. We'll take this one. Queen's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Queen's dead.
I forgot about Queen's that. Dead. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Later, Liz.
Just no one. All right. Jesus. That's my monarch. It's my monarch,
make,
actually.
Make fun of your own. Actually, you know what? I'm from Canada. We still follow the queen. It's technically.
That's
like,
your queen, too.
Yeah, I know.
Love that we haven't changed the. We haven't changed any of the currency. Like, her face is on everything, and we. Most likely will not, because everyone's just waiting for Charles to die. No one gives so a fuck that he's king.
Yeah. Oh. I'm waiting for Diana to come back. I know she's not
from dead. The dead?
No, she's not dead. She's off vacationing at Turks and Caicos or something. I just know it. Okay.
No, she's dead. No, she's fully dead.
Don't lie to me, Barney. I need Diana to come back.
She's dead, dead, dead. She died before I was born.
No.
She's dead.
Please.
She's dead.
Stop lying to me.
Who is else this is dead? Everyone. Let's not play who else
is this
dead.
How I find out? They've recently discovered
that Diana
parts
is
of Amelia
dead?
Earhart.
Oh. Do you know about that? You know they found
Amelia
her.
Amelia Earhart? Her plane or something. Yeah. What?
No, they found her.
Amazing. Her actual. Yeah. Oh my God.
They found her body. What? Not recently. They found it almost immediately. Like the first search, they found her body. Her body was misidentified as a as a man's as a male remains.
Of course, always putting down women, even when they're dead.
Like some idiot was like, "Oh, this is a man's skeleton." You know, because you can always tell.
Of course, and right.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Oh my God, what are they even implying?
Diana died after I was born.
No, I can't believe I'm finding out about her death like this.
97?
Oh yeah, wow. 97.
Okay, so
sure.
I was born.
I was like only 4 years old at that time then. Huh?
Ugh. Oh my God, you're so old.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, no, she died. She died.
Oh my God.
That's Princess of Wales, yeah, dead.
But she was so good. She was amazing. She was my only favorite member of the royal family. She cared about HIV and AIDS, and she cared about the children. I love her. I want her back.
I mean, maybe.
I'm going to Frankenstein and Diana sometime. Just put
if
together.
If you discover the secret to life, like Victor Frankenstein, and you are capable of reanimating corpses, I'm going to need you to share that information.
I will
need you to share that technology with me.
I will. One day, I find the elixir of life, the fountain of youth, to reanimate the dead.
Although, actually, I don't care. Actually, that's of no use to me. That doesn't help me live forever. Nah, never mind. I don't want other dead people. No, they had their... But goodbye.
They had their time.
They're done.
They had their time. They're good.
Is this... what did you want to talk to me about?
I know. I tried to get you on to talk about clown sex, and then we totally, you
because
know,
it's
derailed.
Impossible to get me to. Well, you did dad jokes, and I did want to come on and say on the record that dad jokes are hot, because there's something really hot about I don't know. It's kind of that thing of someone posted something, and it was they took this great picture from a low angle, and they're all just sort of mustachey and they look confused, and the caption was like, "Hey kid, you got some games on your phone?" And that was really hot to me, and I don't know why.
Here's another dad joke
for
you. Out of
touch, dad.
Let me give you another dad joke. What has five toes and isn't your foot?
Your foot.
My foot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Was that? Did that get you tingles in the jingles, kind of?
No, I think you ruined my fetish. So.
Great. I was able. Exact opposite of what I was trying to do.
Dude, I'm excited because this year is kind of I'm really focusing on, I don't want to, oh my God, I'm talking I've got crazy exciting things coming up. But I do have some exciting things coming up. I'm going to be filming some clown porn this year, and I'm very excited because I think more people need to see it. Also, I just... did a calendar shoot in Berlin, which will be coming out soon, which is I'm in all the, I'm on every month as a clown, which is fun. And like, I'm glad that people will get to see this side of things. Cause as far as like where this came from, I don't fucking know. I could really like psychoanalyze myself. I think I was scared of clowns as a kid. And then in my sexual development, that just kind of became my sexuality. But that is like my whole sexuality. Like I would say that I'm clown sexual because there is nothing interesting to me about like nudity or bodies or genitalia or sex acts or anything like that. Like that's all like whatever. Couldn't care.
Let's go with like the Latin root. So it would be like coolro. Like you know how people are like coolro.
Coolrophilia. Yeah, that's literally what it. Yeah. That's literally what it is called.
You're coolrosexual.
I guess. Yeah. Which is kind of cool. Because I kind of see myself as like maybe a bit of a, I don't know. I don't like to try and describe my sexuality because I always kind of come up empty and I always feel like I'm doing it for other people's benefit. I feel like demisexual, there's vibes, there's aromantic vibes, but I don't know. Like, I just clowns, man. Like, just clowns. There's just something so sexy to me about the big red nose, big shoes, and like bulbous proportions, silliness, colorfulness, and all of this stuff. Like, it sounds so ridiculous until you realize, like, sex is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, getting aroused is silly and stupid. And like, the core of it, this quote unquote normal sexuality, where it's like, you know, you're just into what you would do to like mate or breed or whatever, is like, you're putting weird things in funny places. None of this is serious. So I really love being able to have sex where like you can't do it wrong. There's no way to be too silly or make a, you know, you're not going to put me off by being silly and funny. Like we can laugh through it. Things can go wrong. It kind of just takes the pressure off and opens up a lot of doors. And I think that's why it's inviting to a lot of kinksters actually, because a lot of people are like, oh, that's a really fun way to look at things. Like, I don't need to worry about taking myself seriously. And it leads into so many different things. There's humiliation, transformation, inflation. And then there's so many different elements to it. I really like combining like fart play because it's, you can. Pies in the face. People love that anyway.
Ooh, cream pie.
And like some people just really like makeup, stuff like that. Some people really like the idea of identity wiping. Also, I think it's really, really similar to pup play because I always saw the puppies as like the cool kids of kink. I thought that they were like...
the cool kids.
Is that you just rattling off?
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I've got so many like... silly string, cream cannon, that, you know, there's endless puns and squirting flowers and seltzer bottles and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But pup play to me was this like cool kind of like take yourself seriously thing. And when I was younger, that was like the, you know, fetish. And so I never really got into it. And I thought, you know, the headspace is kind of feels a bit awkward, feels a bit like we're doing a drama exercise. And it wasn't until I kind of came full circle with like, accepting the clown thing, that I then was like, hang on. So pup play is basically just
drag.
Put on a, well, yeah, it's, I guess, the same as drag. You put on a hood, you put on bright colors, you act silly and dumb and you do stupid tricks and you have fun and you enjoy the pleasure seeking kind of activities of like getting scritches and cuddles and belly time and whatever else. And I'm like, that's just what I do with a red nose. Like that is literally...
You also clowning. Get scratches it's as a clown.
Dressing up and being silly.
Yeah.
Belly I get rubs. Nose honks. I get nose boops. just like the puppies do. Yeah, a lot of people go for the nose.
Aww.
A lot of people go for the nose. Ask for consent on the nose, guys. Because sometimes, you know, like just grabbing someone's face and squeezing it, like, you know, that hurts. But also, I tend to wear like quite expensive professional clown noses. And depending on the nose, you can either damage it or you can rip it off my face. So careful with squeaking the nose.
Yeah.
It's normally fine, but like just ask. Because there have been some times where people, like if it's glued on and someone grabs it and thinks it's going to honk and it like, you know, or if it's like a septum one and they like pull it out and like you can damage it because it's rubber.
Anyway. Oh my God. A septum. Oh. What?
Yeah. So these are. No, it's cool. Oh, God, I can get one if you want.
That just seems painful if it's like attached to the septum.
No. Oh, no, it just plops out.
Still, ugh.
It's just like a like. I'm putting my fingers in my nose. It's just like that. Because okay. So basically, the main thing is using like spirit gum. That's what like professional clowns have been using for ages. Because string, I've never liked that. That looks bad. But that's kind of a whole hassle, like gluing something to your face. And so this dude, I'm gonna now I'm just gonna plug Red Nose Factory. He cool dude who basically innovated. He created these latex noses, which, you know, look better and they're a lot more malleable, but they have little septum attachments. So you can just pop them on and pop them off. And that way you can take it off, sneeze, put it back on. You don't have to live with it all day. You don't have to have the hassle of like glue and spirit gum and stuff. And a lot of professional clients use those now. So yeah, those are really, really cool.
Ooh.
And that's where I'm calling it. You can listen to the full thing on the Sex Ed with Tim podcast, links in the show notes. The second half of my conversation with Tim is just as batshit as the first, so go check it out, and I will see you next week for a very special episode, Back on the Road. That's all for today, but join me next week as we go under the Big Top. Hey guys, Barney here with a little update. I want to give a quick thanks to AB Universe for sponsoring The Big Top. Taking over production responsibilities has been a huge undertaking, and I'm extremely grateful to have such a fantastic sponsor, whose products I have used for years and can personally vouch for. You can now use my promo code BIGTOP to get 10% off your order at abuniverse.com. That's abuniverse.com. Thanks again to ABU for sponsoring this podcast.